this fine fellow over here playing the mandolin, but before I tell you his name, I'd like you to kind of get to know him a little bit. This guy over here has almost been a lifelong Alaskan. We'll let him slide on. He was only born in Montana and then moved up after 3 months of his life. And he's made it his lifelong commitment to be in shape. And if you're watching him, he'll be doing push-ups alongside of the road and that sort of stuff.
Well, I got a lot of meals to contend with, what can I say?
But anyway, one day we were coming from Fairbanks, Alaska, going down to Denali Park, and Jason's there, and he decided to get out of the car and do some push-ups, you know? And all of a sudden he hears this clapping behind him. He looks around and wonders what that could be, and sees that there's a tour bus full of tourists who are applauding his efforts at doing something after sitting in the forest fire smoke that was closing the road. And so he thought, you know, if they're that excited about me doing push-ups, I should get my mandolin out. So Jason gets his mandolin out and starts playing a couple tunes, and he sees these hands come out of the windows of the bus, and they're just waving him over. Come to us, Jason. And as soon as he gets into that bus, they were so happy to see him after sitting there for 30 minutes waiting for the straight troopers to let us through the area that was closed because the smoke was so thick that they just started shoving dollar bills in his mandolin. So when he showed up at the gig later that night, he had money sticking out of his F-hole all over the place. We thought he was living large. He's an entrepreneur. He's a great young man. Give a great round of applause for Jason Norris.
Thank you, everybody. Yeah, it's talent like that keeps me fed. Ready?